Upper Valley residents take care of each other. Whether it's fire, flood, illness, or any number of other crises that impact families, it seems there's always someone willing to pitch in. Now, a charity from the Lower Valley is also offering help for people who face the possibility of homelessness due to unforeseen circumstances.
We offer paying part of the utilities, you know, part or all of the utilities, depending on what the amount is, and the same thing with rent. Or, you know, rent as far as eviction goes as well. First month's rent or eviction prevention rent assistance.
That's John Rossi, CEO of Valley Charities. For the last 3 years, Valley Charities has used grant funding from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to help people in danger of becoming homeless. Rossi says that the program is designed for individuals and families who are facing temporary circumstances that could force them out of their homes.
The focus is to prevent homelessness and help them, you know, kind of bridge a gap between, you know, their situation, their issue, and becoming sustainable.
In addition to helping with rent and utilities, Valley Charities can help put people in contact with employment services and other organizations that might be able to help. In the Upper Valley, the program is using the Talkeetna Sunshine Clinic and the Willow United Methodist Church 1 or 2 days per month. Outside of those days, they're a representative in Meadow Lakes, but John Rossi recommends calling before making the drive.
It just doesn't make sense for people to have to spend money to try to get money to assist them. You know, paying the gas money to go all the way down to Meadow Lakes when they're trying to get the funds to help them with a eviction or with a utility payment, something that will help them get back on their feet.
John Rossi says that Valley Charities is trying to help get more outreach to let people know they're available to help.
Because we feel there are people in the upper areas that need assistance, but don't know that we're around. And that's one of the other reasons why we're set up in the Sunshine Clinic.
For some, experiencing financial difficulties is embarrassing. John Rossi says that the goal of the Neighbor to Neighbor program is to treat those who need help with dignity.
We work very hard to make sure that the folks are treated with respect and that they feel their information is confidential. And that's why we meet in rooms that are very secure, you know, that are not part of a public area.
In the future, Valley Charities is considering expanding its presence at the Sunshine Clinic to 2 days per month. Contact information for Adam Pollack, case manager for the Upper Valley, can be found at ktna.org. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.